Aircheckdownloads.com.
Goffy in the morning. Only on Century FM.
At 8.30, more misery for North East commuters. Arriva conductors stage another strike.
That's the latest from the Century Sports Centre. There's more inside 30 minutes.
Ah, it's a big weekend, and my main man, the Macam, get your hands off that trophy. You'll never see, you'll probably never...
I'll never see it.
Ah, oh, well, that's
Peter Reid,
want.
He's our man. If he can't win it, no one can.
Are you going to join? Is there one for you then, Neil? I've got a Sunderland one in.
That's not a real one.
I can't think of any good ones like that. But well, Robson, he's got to be the man, hasn't he?
All right. Okay. I'll stick him for Butter and Darlow and Hartlepool. Well, that's okay. Move on. in our dreams. That's what I was going to say. So, is it looking the course is good out there?
The course is looking good, but there's a police presence out there as well. I'm keeping an eye on the traffic, you know what I mean? Because the traffic's starting to build up.
Yes.
It's looking good. There's a lot of punters there. There's a hot dog stand already there, and somebody's putting up a Ferris wheel. It's getting there. There's a lot of excitement being generated by this big race, Goffy.
I said to him, I'm going to give you a 5-minute spot tomorrow, a chance to prove yourself. And I tell you, he's grabbed it with both hands this morning. And
what, the trophy?
It was about light, right? Lines for Goffy. Right, come on. How can I impress? Hey, he's done well so far. We're going to send you out, team.
Yay!
Go on! It's on the way very soon. Century FM, 25 to 9. Century FM, Goffy in the morning. It's almost 20 to 9. Here for your weekdays just after 6 o'clock. And Sundays from 10 through until 1. We're out on the Tyne Bridge this morning. It's the Goffy in the morning Tyne Bridge handicap chase. And I thought I'd send them out there, the full team. Well, Lisa Shaw's out there and Neil's out there. And also out there, Gibbsy. The Macam is there, and Claire Lawson. They're all out there. What a squad out there. What's going on? What's the latest state of play there in Gibbsy?
Yeah, Coffee, you all right?
Yeah, fine.
Well, the runners have just finished the warm-up. They're just getting up to the starting line. They're in the gates, Coffee.
Yes.
The going's looking good to firm. I must admit, it's quite humid at the minute. It's like not a moisture in the air, so it bodes well for a good race. And I think we're just about in the starters' orders, Coffee.
All right, you're ready to go then. You're ready. All right, go on, send them away.
Three, two, one, go! Yeah, they got a Goffy in the room. I think Neil's fallen over. It's Neil, close, he's followed by Lisa. Claire's lagging behind. It's Claire coming up, the three of them are neck and neck. Neil's storming in the lead. Neil's picked himself up. He looks a bit like Dick Dastardly. Goffy, I don't know what he's doing. He's sawing off the legs of Claire. Claire's lagging behind. It's Neil followed by Lisa and then Claire. Neil's coming, come on. It's Neil all the way. The belly's bouncing up and down. Followed by Lisa. Lisa's putting on a sprint towards the end. Claire's busy. Cross the line, man, you idiot. Neil's home, that's for Lisa. It's Neil. Classy followed by Lisa. Then Claire coming after him. Goffy, that's it, man. How exciting could it get? The bootmakers have been taken to the cleaners.
Somebody
ran. I'm away in Goffy, man.
Come on, get them back in here quick. Well, just give us a recap. Who won? I haven't got a clue.
Followed quickly by Lisa, and then in third place was Claire. But hey, Coffee, nobody's left today, they were all winners.
I'll tell you what, can you get him in the studio as soon as
you... I'm coming in now.
I'm coming in. He's coming straight back into Studio One. Get him in here.
Well, we're away now, Coffee.
Neil will be absolutely over the moon. Do you want a
quick word with the winner, Neil?
Well, get him in here.
Yeah.
Get him in.
Hello, excuse me. Me fans here from Goffy in the Morning, Century FM. Can we have a quick interview, please?
Goffy, me fans are beeping at us.
Yeah, you've done brilliant there. I was saying, the first thing you've ever worn in your life is incredible. We'll have to give you the certificate. get yourself in here, please.
I was an out-and-out winner, Goffy, man.
It sounds like bedlam out there. Just get in here as soon as possible. That's what we're waiting for, the arrival now. Hang on, let's see if we can see them, because we've got all the cameras around the building. Let's see if we can see them. Yeah, they're just about arriving. Studio One, give them a nice big round of applause. Three runners.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey! Hey! I was cheated. I slipped.
How are you feeling?
Have you heard this, Goffy Man?
Now, just give us... I mean, you were so fast there. Talk about Peter O'Sullivan. We totally lost you.
You should have seen the look on Neil's face as he was heading towards that finish line. Honestly, there was meanness. There was nastiness in his eyes.
Just give us
already pushed Claire over.
A recap of the race then, Gibbsy.
Well, it all started off pretty neck and neck. It was quite neck and neck. And then Lisa stormed into the lead. Claire sort of stopped to do her makeup, you know.
Oh!
So
I slipped.
Then Neil tripped her up, so Claire had no chance. I feel sorry for her. She finished third, but then Lisa thought, right, this is a woman's thing. I'm going to get her back. So she chased Neil. Neil saw he was being chased, man. You should have seen the look of intent in his eyes. And then he stopped two meters before the finish line. And I thought he was going to do that London Marathon thing, you know, where they hold hands and
he
didn't. He just said he didn't want to be beaten by a last man.
Well, it's not we do it, but come on, here we go. Come forth and tell us how you are feeling.
I'm a winner, Goffy Man. I just want to say thanks to me mum and dad for training us and for all the family. Thank you. I love you.
Right.
It worked.
All right, don't go over the top. All right, congratulations. The winner of the Goffy in the Morning Tynebridge Handicap Chase this morning. Our congratulations go to Neil.
Yay!
He's a winner. So many calls coming through this morning. People have been looking and witnessing what's been going on. It's been the Goffy in the Morning Tynebridge Handicap Chase here from Century FM. Neil was a winner. People have been ringing in saying, yes, I watched it. I witnessed what was going on. I was in the passenger seat. Hello, good morning. Who are you? You're live on Goffy in the Morning of Century FM. Hiya. Hello.
Goffy Man.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Goffy, that was so funny. That was the funniest thing I've seen in my life.
Yeah, well explain what you just witnessed on the time bridge.
That's the fastest I've ever seen a donkey run. I didn't see Neil run that quick.
So, apparently what people have been doing, I've had people this morning tell me they've been driving back round, going up to the roundabout and going back down so they can see the start of the race.
Hey, Goffy, there should be a steward's inquiry. I think Neil cheated.
You reckon?
I think he did as well.
Yeah, no, I never cheated.
He held us back at the start.
Do you think?
Claire was a definite winner, Goff.
Oh. Well, she's in here. She's got a pet lip on this morning. She's saying, I can't believe he pushed us over.
She came last. Oh, I was cheated, I slipped, he tripped me up.
What a flop. Oh, well, thanks very much for ringing through.
All right.
And we'll do it again next year.
Cheers, Goff.
Bye-bye, thanks very much. The only thing is, I just want to double check now, the last time you were on the Tyne Bridge...
That was the morning.
Yeah, that was the morning you came through. Now, let me tell you, lads. I've got the lads here from the FA Bartley Card Premiership Trophy, lads, here. Let me tell you, last time you went on the Tyne Bridge, it was after a night out. You had these 6 foot, six and a half inch... platform shoes on.
They were high heels, Goffy Man.
Slipped over. and we didn't see him for 3 months. Now, I don't want any groin strains or
well,
back
it is hurting, actually, Goffy Man. Actually, he's getting...
He fancies the summer on the pattern, Mick. I know he's after. Yeah. All right, just gone 8:45, Century FM. This is Goffy in the Morning. Let us travel. We go out with Eyewitness Travel. Claire Lawson. Oh, she's upset. Oh, she's... Oh, what a bad loser. What a bad loser. We'll do that next, Century FM.
Oh, what a great... But I just wanted to...
Goffy in the Morning. Only on Century FM. Century. Eyewitness Travel. With BT Cellnet from O2. Calling plans designed with you in mind.
She's still out of breath, but she's still here. Eyewitness Travel, here's Claire Lawson.
Thank you to Ray, who just called in with news of a broken down vehicle on the A1 in Teme Valley, the southbound carriageway. I'm Claire Lawson for Century Eyewitness Travel with BT Cellnet for O2, giving you talk, text and net.
Century. Eyewitness Travel. Century FM.
Are you all right there now?
Yeah.
Recovered.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking around this studio, because he's beat two, look at him.
I'm the winner. I'm the winner.
He's beaten two lasses.
I knew I would have.
I can't believe, beaten two lasses, he's walking around here as though he's won that trophy.
Well, I have, eh?
Oh, wait, I'll tell you what, for doing that, we'll let you have your photograph taken with that trophy in Newcastle. Now, it's not going to be, well, it hasn't been many times in the past, never.
Well, it'd just be a warm-up for next season, wouldn't it?
As you're so confident, I mean, yeah. Can you believe the way he's going on about this?
I can't believe that, Goffy. Yeah. I reckon he could even beat you. Yeah. He's like,
No chance. You've got to
beat anybody.
He was sitting before here just when that traveling travel was on. He's gone, I'll beat that Goffy Man. That Goffy reckons he's giving it me all mouth like that. He goes, I'll beat him.
I'll tell you what they'll do then, right? I'll tell you, on Monday morning, I'll just give me the time to get... sorted out over the weekend. I won't go on the drink.
Are you going to challenge him to a race?
On Monday morning, 8:15.
Yeah.
Just to calm him down a bit, I'll go on the time bridge and I'll go on the other end and I'll slaughter him.
That is the gauntlet.
Absolutely slaughter him. Yeah. Does everybody agree?
Well, like Newcastle and Hartlepool, eh? The different leagues got him.
Right, if you're in agreement, just give me a quick cheer. 1, 2, 3.
Yay! Yay!
Monday morning, I'll be there 8:15. Get my shorts ready. I don't need shorts, I just need a turn up. Monday morning, 8:15, medium time bridge. I'll calm you down. To me. Am I really here? By the way, I've got to say thanks. A lot of people have been sending emails through to the show. It's goffy@centuryfm.co.uk. Just been so busy over the past few mornings. A couple there to finish off with, though, in this hour.
First is about Pop Idol, of course, last night at the Telerest Arena. Hi, Goffy. Just wanted to send you a quick email to say how much I enjoyed the concert. I went on Wednesday night, had a fantastic time, loved every minute of it, and it was great to see the Pop Idols live on stage and not just on the telly. Will is even more gorgeous in real life. Gary and Zoe, dead cute together. And my favourite bit was when Will sang Evergreen, and I hope that I'll be going to see him in his own concert soon. Anyway, that's from Tracy, who lives in Cramington. And finally, one for tomorrow, one for the weekend, anyway, the National. Goffy, so Blowing Wind is the horse we should all be backing in the National this weekend. And this prediction's based on a man in Sunderland eating a tin of beans and getting lucky. Is that what I actually heard on your show today? Well, I'm a betting man and could study form for hours before making my decision, but I'm going to put a few quid on this horse just for laugh, and if it comes in, I can guarantee that I will be blowing wind in the bookies with excitement. I await the race with anticipation. Thanks for the tip from Darren Brown, who lives in Hexham.
Oh, well, don't blame me. The thing is, the story is that fella who won on Blowing Wind the last time round. Now, let me just put you in the picture of this. He's a lad from Sunderland. He went into Netto's, or one of those stores, and he had some beans and toast for... It was a Gold Cup of Cheltenham, wasn't it?
That was right.
Cheltenham Gold, just a few weeks ago. And he had beans and toast, and his stomach was doing strange things to him. So he went out for a breather, a bit of fresh air, which he needed desperately. And he just happened to stumble alongside the bookies, and he's seen this thing Blowing Wind. And he says, oh, I'll have a bit of that. And he put some money on. He won 13 quid. Yeah. So that's all I'm basing that on. But I think the only thing is you may have to have beans on toast before the race.
As a kind of a lucky charm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we say now. If anybody rings up on Monday, I'll say, did you have your beans on toast before, though? Don't blame me. All right. Time's just rushing by. Go on.
Hey, Goffy, I see the time.
What?
It's just gone 8:55 there, Goffy man.
Top Dogs. It's official.
See local press for details.
Goffy in the morning. Only on Century FM.
Century.
Eyewitness Travel.
Eyewitness Travel.
With BT Cellnet from O2. Calling plans designed with you in mind.
We've got a broken down vehicle on the A1 in Team Valley, the southbound carriageways. I'm Claire Lawson for Century Eyewitness Travel with BT Cellnet for O2. Giving you talk, text and net.
Century. Eyewitness Travel. Century FM.
Proud to serve the Northeast. This is 101.8 Century FM.
At 9, another Arriva strike, but hope action on the Metro's been averted.
And in sport, Benny's Borough Pledge.
Century FM.
There's more misery for Northeast.
At participating dealers only.
Coffee in the morning, doo-dah, doo-dah. Coffee in the morning, oh, doo-dah, dah.
Coffee in the morning, only on Century FM.
Century FM, good morning, Goffy in the morning. It's almost 9:15 across the region. Big game tonight. Said I'd mention this, but there's so many things been going on the show this morning. Spennymoor tonight. Any more for Spennymoor? And my old mate Tony Lee, he's the boss there. But there's a game featuring some of the lads from Coxo Boys and Fellin tonight, which is just a good game. If you're along and around the Spennymoor area tonight, good luck to Bobby Horton and his boys who contacted the show to tell me all about it. Coxo Boys against Fellin tonight, Spennymoor 7:15. Gonna be really good. Gonna be really good game.
Aircheckdownloads.com.